Is there a way you could summarize kind of like the philosophy behind how you're tackling this problem? Because as you know, there are so many different ways, infinite ways that people try to fight violence.
I'll do my best. So like you said, there's a lot of different variables. What we're trying to do is take a holistic approach to the violence. So not just treating the symptoms, but getting to the root cause. And that's why we've expanded our network out into the community to involve the community-based organizations that are in the communities that we're targeting, along with working with law enforcement. We want to try to get people out of the way of law enforcement, if you will. So before they have to interface with law enforcement and become locked up, we want to try to help them get on a better, more positive path.
What role do you think the city has, and what can you do with your position to reach people in those neighborhoods?
Well, I think the role that the city has is to try to be the convener of the neighborhood, the families, and the neighborhood associations, to get them involved in a higher, deeper level than what they've been in the past or currently. I don't think the city's position is to come in and take over a neighborhood and prescribe what needs to happen. It's wanting to work alongside of the neighborhoods and provide resources and make sure that everyone knows what's available so that we can work together.
Is kind of the main mechanism here getting resources, getting money to these small organizations like you did recently with the grant recipients?
Yes, I think that's part of it. Also recognizing what resources are already in the community and making everyone aware so that we could braid all of those resources together to better our communities. And like the mayor said yesterday, we have to have the neighbors in these communities stand up as well and say enough is enough, because, you know, the police can come into your neighborhood and do these beat patrols, but when they leave, you're still there. So you have to take some ownership in your community as well.
I've talked a lot to police over the last couple of years, and I hear a lot, there's a frustration that people won't cooperate with them, that people know about who did a crime likely, but they won't talk. Yeah. And so do you see your role or maybe some of this initiative as part of bridging that gap?
That is definitely one of our goals, is to bridge the gap between the police and the community. I know culturally, a lot of the people in the neighborhoods that where most of the crime is happening, there's a culture of not snitching, quote unquote. And so it's hard to find people to step up and say what they saw or who they saw. But if they gain a trust with myself or my staff or any of the organizations we're working with, then I think we can bridge that gap.
What do you think of IMPD? I'm sure you work with them a lot and talk mm-hmm. to them a lot, but their main focus right now is increasing officers that are on the force mm-hmm. and also implementing beat policing around the entire county.
Yes.
And they correlate those directly with reducing crime mm-hmm. And violent crime. So do you agree with that? Do you think that's the answer to the problem?
I think it's a refreshing to bring community policing back, because we're in a state of repair. We need to repair the relationship between the community and IMPD. And I think that there's a want on both sides, so to speak, to come to the table and talk and work through these things. But I think it's great, because I remember being a kid and Officer Friendly coming to my school, and it helped me not be afraid of when I saw the police in my neighborhood. I'd like to see, you know, where it goes with the police being more involved in the community, and that people and the neighbors in the community get to see the same officer daily, you know, or two officers every day, and kind of build that rapport so that maybe they are more comfortable telling them what happened and cooperating when things happen.